As If We Were Solid and Did Not Go On Forever, for Michael Wilson, born 1985, and Jacob Windsor, born 1975, died 1992. Michael, heaven's minion, pillar of light, my child of iron will, golden enthusiasm, and more iron will, it isn't fair. The parts are always smaller, more cramped, directions more complicated than the picture on the box, flirting with you to open it and finger the miraculous magic rocks that grow underwater in minutes, exclamation point included. The poisonous stuff that can burn holes in hands, eyes, and face has to sit in the shriveled plastic tank for hours and then be poured out and poured in again. That they lied on the box. It's much harder and more dangerous than it says. That today I can't or won't risk him to these possibilities waiting to pluck each breath like an unsuspecting blossom. You mean it's like acid, he said, and his eyes got wide and respectful, boy scientist resigned to facts. For now, he'd let his wish be a nautilus curled in on itself, sleeping, furled into the dewy, fleeting seed of what we dream. When the downstairs phone jack in our new apartment was dead, the GTE man was all sparkles as he worked. He was diamonds and rubies against the iron gray sky pressing us into the land. His arms and chest were studded with jewels no one else could see. All his unseen kindnesses decorated him like treasure. He stood shining in the door on my landing in this place so empty of ocean, northern Idaho, strange river of wheat, and tossed me a Curlian beam bright as a blood orange, a deep flame, red desire to see Elk River Falls. The next Sunday, I cried when the forest sprung up around us. I was so glad to see these trees, have a picnic waiting somewhere ahead of us. Michael scrunched up his nose and said, "Mom, you're weird," but buried a smile in his sweatshirt. I tickled him softly, and he laughed bright bells and honey. Our tires popped the gravel like corn when we were stopped. "The falls are closed," said the ranger, saddened and boy-like himself, blonde like Michael 20 years from now, hands stuck on his belt like an extra pair. They were searching the lower pool for a teenager who slipped on the rocks they had been diving a long time, long enough to send his mother home. Michael's questions and my answer would spiral through sunlight and dust in our afternoon crawling up gravel roads and rest with us in the shade of ancient cedars where he poked open bright red mulch with a stick, where all around us life was falling away and beginning again. He lay on his stomach, pushed chips of cedar into the tiny rivulet of creek, said it was sad the boy died. In this sanctuary, I reached back to where I had been, saw things without my eyes again, cities like scars sewn into the earth, the stitches of fields, threads of smoke dangling from fires. Beyond that, the ocean, sultry waves like mermaids lapping at rocks, blue lips parted to take everything into gestation or potential, erase what is separate. I felt the wet sand under my feet back home, traces of black silt fanning out under me and returning. I was alive, so for an instant I didn't care about death. I could see myself leap up over the pattern of waves and watch my body be taken back. I would be pink without desire or longing, looking back on the factory of earth at a carefree and wistful distance. On that same ledge in my mind, I saw the boy Jacob, whose name I didn't yet know, asking me what happened, asking me to help him see. A full moon was there under the lid of noonday sun, trolling the sign of two fish, one fighting upstream, one drifting down away from distinction and the nuisance of form, their dance for an instant, pulling open the difference between my life and his death. Sometimes my hands and fingers fan out in dark air so much like water, twist and display as if they were tail feathers. I can't stop them and don't want to. They bring me something or someone I can't see, who helps me weave the new shape of my thoughts with courage to live each minute. The soft velvet, saving old silver is theirs. Once the lights passing through the car window from the other side of the bay fell away like glitter or sparks off diamonds, emerging and receding back into a mountain of black coal. It was very early morning, the incipient time, no fog yet to mask why everything is so vast and quiet and beautiful, distilled to the dark back of the land and its two familiars, black night and black ocean. Even the stars seem to be ornaments, afterthoughts, or perhaps accessories to this power I drove over and through and toward. Underneath the black water, that deep, cold pool was still. I could see the colors of Jacob's life fly out and seem solid, plumes of green, red, and violet from his body, hitting against the dark, like the northern lights bounce against the sky, as if it were solid and did not go on forever. When anything out there moves toward the pull of earth, it wants to do something, go faster than light, but it can't, so it becomes the edge of what's allowed, a reminder of something that doesn't know how to slow down and still be itself, which is what we are, too, light held in a body, anxious, full of desire we don't understand, to burst through this snarled tangle of elements and time, shine, and disappear without regret. Yet we are not only the shaking clay. An earthquake can throttle groundwater at a fault line into a froth of tiny frantic bubbles, imploding themselves, cracking open each molecule's core to loot beams of light. For a brief, eerie interval, infinitesimal earth is her unbounded opposite, sky, insisting she was lit, then forged from the fire of a star. Did his body come open like a magic rock? Did the falls rush into him as he gave his breathing to their watery tendrils, passing through the exhilaration of his last step, his willingness to crest the top of his life? Did he pour through the gap, and there it was, nothing we can usually see, holding him in fiery arms, taking up the space that was his, wrenching from the clumsiness of his body a brilliant grace? Jacob, we found your name in the paper. I saw the funeral. I saw who loved you, watched them lean above the ground opened up. Your brother, your father, your mother, each friend. They honor you. Your memory is the anvil on which each future is forged separately, made common by the black surface of your absence shaping the rest of their days. The ping of hammer against it, a pain bending iron that must be bent if all horses of human desire are to gallop on without you. Let them ride. Trust me when I say you've gone from the density of one against the other. Go to that brightness wrenched out of you underwater. Climb its shimmering ladder. Don't look back. Don't wait.